Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, March 10th, 2025, and it's 6:02 p.m. First item of business is, may we establish a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. Howard Kitchen?
Here.
Dave Stewart?
Present.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
George Kramer?
He's here.
Devin Huff?
Here.
Roger Haynes?
Here.
Tom Holman?
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld? Rick Castro? Do you have a quorum?
Thank you. Could we please get an explanation of meeting procedures?
I would like to welcome everyone to the March 10th, 2025 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps as evidence as Exhibit A, a staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff files, including all information for each case, as Exhibit C, for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sheet and then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing. All comments or questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearings for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. Before we get started, we have a celebrity amongst us. We have Mr. Devin Huff that is retiring the 25th of this month, and that he's going to have 31 years with the Road and Bridge crew for Taney County, which is awesome. I think let's give him a round of applause. And he's also served 7 years on the Planning Commission, so appreciate all that you've done through the years.
Thank you.
Next item is review and action of the February 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, could I get a motion to approve as presented?
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Minutes stand approved.
I'd like to make a motion for a 4-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we will move on to public hearing and final vote. I just want to take a minute before we get into the next two items. Both of these are rezones. So on a rezone, the Planning Commission is tasked to listen to all that's brought before us, and we make a recommendation for approval or denial that's sent to the Taney County Commission, and then the Taney County Commission actually votes it up or down. So we're purely listening to all the information and making a recommendation. And Cody, what's the date and time for that meeting? Do we know?
Amber, have they approved for Monday?
And is it 9 a.m.?
Yep.
So it'd be 9 a.m., 17th of March is when the Taney County meeting will take place. So with that, we'll move on to the first one, which is Table Rock RV Resort, LLC.
Okay, this is kind of a bigger project. It's case number 2025-003-RZ. It is a rezone. It's A1 and RV1 presently, and they want to rezone to C2. Okay, so the owner is Table Rock RV Resorts, LLC. The property is located at, it's to be determined, but it's on Trophy Run and then again at 265, section 27, and 22, Township 22 and Range 22. The request is Table Rock RV Resort is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of four parcels located at Trophy Run, Branson, Missouri. The existing properties are zoned A1 Agricultural District and RV1 Recreational Vehicle District. The zoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. The property will be served by a private well that they're going to develop, and Taney County Regional Sewer will be the wastewater. All right, so give you an idea where they're at. Here's the dam, 265. You got the state park where you camp, State Park Marina right here. So here's the project right here. A little closer, you can see this is the RV1 I was telling you about. A1, and this little sliver grabs that fourth parcel for A1. A little closer, you can kind of see it a little better. You got the area 71 down in here. I think it's right in, might be right in here. Hungry Hunter's right here. This is Trophy Run Road. And I know that says 165, but I think it's 265. Okay, present zoning. Conservation Department is all this hash mark here. They got C2 around them a lot, some RV1, and they are presently A1 except for that little RV park right there, RV1. This is a site plan that they put together to give you an idea of what it's probably going to look like. This is the main entrance, I think, right here, and they also have a pretty big entrance over here on Trophy Run. We're going to have a lot of different uses right here in the center. Housing around here, a couple lakes. To grab all their uses they're wanting, that's why they're requesting a C2, plus it kind of matches some of the properties around them. Here's a topo of it, so you can kind of see the lay of the land. Here's a rendering of the entrance. This is right at 265. Let me skip a few here. I kind of got out of order. I wanted to. So that entrance picture I just showed you, that rendering, this is if you're looking into it presently right now. Looking to your right, of course you can see the camping area of the state park. That's the entrance. Looking to your left or east, this over here is Area 71. Going back up to top, this is off Trophy Run. This is if you're pulling in, your exit up is going to be back in here somewhere behind the. Is that a fire station there?
Yeah, there is a. I believe it is.
Okay. Yeah, I think their entrance on this road is going to be back in here. And that's looking to your west. Hungry Hunter is directly beside us right here. Looking back to the east. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Howard.
Applicant, want to come up?
Good evening. As Cody mentioned, we're seeking...
Can I have your name for the record?
Sorry. I apologize. I'm Carl Finkenbinder. I'm with MRG Group, and I just remembered I filled out that wrong. So it's Table Rock RV Resort, LLC. And the name of the company is a little bit deceiving. This is not an RV project for those that might have been confused. There are no RV sites in this particular development. We're seeking zoning for C2. I will say that it will likely be a branded resort. In full transparency, we're in early negotiations with Margaritaville regarding a Margaritaville resort, so that's the end game. No timeshare. It would be whole ownership. Some we would retain ownership of, some we would sell, but it would be a resort, and hence the C2 request. Parts of the development are not, it's not just exclusive to the people who stay there. It'll be open to the public, which require a different level of zoning because there will be a restaurant and some facilities on site that would be open to the public to use, both perhaps some of the swimming pools and that kind of stuff, and then also merchandise and stuff that you can buy at a clubhouse with a bar and grill there on site. So that's the reason for the C2 request. As Cody showed in the pictures, the zoning around it, it's consistent with the zoning around it there in front. We're C2 around us, or the state part, which is, I don't think anyone from the state is going to object to it, but and then also depicted, there's no R1 anywhere within proximity of the site that would be negatively impacted by the zoning change. I think the closest actually housing units that are to the site are slightly to the northeast, and that's actually an NR1 zoning up to the northeast there, but you can't see it on there. So I don't think there'd be any negative impact to those properties around it. It's in a major, you guys are familiar with 165 there. That entire corridor is fairly commercial, a lot of commercial activity, particularly with the marina. It's a high traffic area. Obviously, it's a major state highway, a lot of daily traffic, particularly during the summertime. There will be added traffic, of course, through the addition of this development, but not something that 165 is not adequate for handling. And Devin, I know probably one of your questions is the entrance, the secondary entrance off of Trophy Run Road. That's a proposed entrance. We don't have to have it, but we may, and if we do, we'd have to get Taney County Road and Bridge involved in that. But other than that, the main entrance where the old RV park was, we would just use the MoDOT entrance that is there now. We don't have any plan changes for that MoDOT entrance. Not even, we don't plan on widening it or anything. But that would be the primary entrance there, right on 165 there. And the Trophy Run Road would be really a back entrance or a back exit. And we've already had, like Cody said, it'd be on-site water system, our own water system that we'd get approved through DNR. We've done it quite a few times, so we know that process, getting approved for state-approved well. I've already had preliminary conversations with Brad Albritton over at Taney County Sewer. He's aware of it. He's actually turned it over to their engineers on what their system's capacity is for the development, and he hasn't reported back to me, but whatever those additional requirements are, it's clear that we'll likely have to pay for that ourselves, whatever that impact is to the system. But it's possible he thinks that no additional, they're just not sure if it has the capacity or not, that lift station, so we'll know soon. But we've already submitted our engineering report on what that capacity would be to Taney County Sewer. In terms of timeline, I don't know if that's particularly relevant, but we would, if approved, we would submit civils probably late spring and begin commencement of the development by mid to late summer in terms of the time frame. We are going to do it not all at once, but in phases. Obviously, for something like this, the amenity core is required as part of the initial phase, but it would be phased out. So the initial phase, if built out, would be there towards the entrance of the development and would constitute approximately 100 initial units. And they're going to be, like, I would call them beach-themed. It's obviously incorporating the lake culture and vibe, take advantage